Brother Dave Danny will now consider the next part of this symposium. Avoid sowing to the flesh, choose wholesome entertainment.
Entertainment provides a welcome relief from the stresses of life. We must be selective, however, because much of today's entertainment is morally degrading. In fact, when we think about entertainment, it's almost impossible to find something that's acceptable to Jehovah, that doesn't have immoral sex, pornography, spiritism, obscene talk, or violence. Satan has saturated the media so thoroughly that it's in books, movies, television programs, electronic games, almost everything that we can think of when it comes to forms of entertainment, Satan has infiltrated. Therefore, God's word wisely counsels Christians to be selective and cautious. Please turn with me in your Bible to Proverbs chapter 13. Proverbs chapter 13, and let's read together verse 20. It says there, "The one walking with the wise will become wise, but the one who has dealings with the stupid will fare badly." So what valuable lessons can we learn from just this one verse? Well, there's really two key elements to this verse. Firstly, it's clear that Jehovah wants us to be selective about our associates because he wants to protect us morally and spiritually. And secondly, we are influenced for good or for bad by those with whom we associate. But notice that the way this verse is worded, it really shows that Jehovah is appealing to our heart. Because notice, the wording is not set out as a rule, such as you must not have dealings with the stupid, but rather, it's written as a plain statement of truth, as a simple fact of life. Essentially, Jehovah is saying to us, here are the facts. How will you respond? What is in your heart? So, who are the wise persons with whom Jehovah wants us to associate? Who are the stupid ones he wants us to avoid? Well, in the Bible, the expression stupid ones refers not to those who lack intelligence necessarily, but it's those who ignore the wise counsel from God's word. And as a result, they're morally senseless. Conversely, wise persons refer not to those who have an abundance of knowledge necessarily, but those who highly value and uphold Jehovah's righteous standards. So how does this apply, though, to what we're talking about choosing wholesome entertainment? Well, we could ask ourselves, what sorts of people are featured on the television programs that I watch? What type of activity or lifestyle is portrayed in the programs that I watch? Do you see the connection? If we do not choose entertainment wisely, that is by the good standards set out in God's word, well, then we can expect to fare badly, as Proverbs 13, verse 20 says. Therefore, to avoid having dealings with the stupid, again, that's those who are morally senseless, we must plan ahead before turning on the television. To illustrate, we could think of a farmer. Before planting a crop, a farmer must plan ahead. So he may till the soil, preparing it to take the seed. He will determine which type of seed to use, and then he must determine when to plant that seed. So a farmer doesn't just simply plant whatever type of seed at any time of year on whatever field or type of soil is available. Likewise, do you carefully plan ahead for periods of entertainment, or do you simply just watch whatever happens to be on television? Much of which, as already mentioned, is morally degrading. Therefore, by planning ahead, we avoid association or dealings with the stupid. So how can we plan ahead? Well, various websites give detailed reports on the content of movies and television programs. And consulting these websites can alert us to potential dangers and thus help us to avoid unwholesome entertainment and select entertainment that's wholesome and refreshing. So we do well to ask ourselves, does the entertainment that I choose help me in my being acceptable to Jehovah? Does it help me to have the qualities that endears Jehovah to me? The Bible outlines Jehovah's qualities and standards and teaches us to love what Jehovah loves and hate what he hates. Here's the point. Do not sow to the flesh by being entertained by things that Jehovah hates. Watching entertainment that glorifies illicit sex can weaken our resolve to do what is right. Feeding our eyes on sensual images will only fuel improper desires. To resist temptation, we must act decisively and not linger our sight on provocative images. So we could illustrate it this way. Imagine you glimpsed the blinding flash of a welder's torch. Would you continue to stare at it? No, you would look away. You would turn away or shield your eyes from harmful UV radiation and protect your sight. In fact, it's a natural reaction, isn't it, to look away immediately from any blinding flash of light. Likewise, if you glimpse erotic imagery, quickly look away. Do not linger. Protect your mind and heart from being infected. Even brief exposure to improper entertainment can contaminate one's heart. Watching violent entertainment can desensitize our hearts to the suffering of others. Watching entertainment with spiritistic themes can attract us to things that Jehovah condemns. So, are you aware of how your entertainment choices are affecting your heart? In the following demonstration, let's see how two young brothers reason on an entertainment choice.
Hey, Caden, did you see the new TV show on Friday night, Fleshly and Deadly?
Yeah, it was awesome. It's got fast cars and lots of action. But I wish it didn't show people taking drugs.
Not hard drugs. It just showed people smoking a little marijuana.
Yeah, maybe that's not so bad.
Hey, why don't you come and stay over this Friday night? We can watch the show, then you can come in the ministry with me and my family on Saturday.
Okay, but are we really going to watch that show and then go into the ministry?
Yeah, something doesn't seem right.
So, although our two brothers made a bad entertainment choice, it's good to see that their consciences have alerted them to the problem. So let's see what they do.
Even though I like the cars and the action, I guess I'd feel like a hypocrite.
What do you mean?
How can we watch a program like Fleshly and Deadly and then go out into the ministry and talk about how Jehovah is going to remove all the things we watched the night before?
Yeah, I see what you mean. I got so into the show that I even convinced myself that the things I know are wrong aren't so bad.
So instead of watching that program, how about we get together on Friday, but do something else? I'll bring my new video game. It's super fun, but it's also clean.
Awesome. I know I'll have a better time in service on Saturday.
Sounds good. I'll ask my parents.
So, did you notice how our young brother's heart was affected? He said, I got so into the show that I even convinced myself that things I know were wrong are not so bad. So our young brothers had to reason on their choice of entertainment, and we're happy to see that they made an adjustment. It's easy to get caught up in entertainment, so we need to keep spiritual things in its rightful place, first place. Entertainment should provide relief from our normal activities, not dominate our lives. Notice how this is emphasized for us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Please turn there with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And let's read together verse 12. The Apostle Paul here writing says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are advantageous. All things are lawful for me, but I will not let myself be controlled by anything. So Paul says all things are lawful for me, but not all things are advantageous. Meaning at times, even wholesome recreation and entertainment can be harmful, or at least not advantageous. How so? Well, notice he says, I will not let myself be controlled by anything. Here's the point. Do not allow recreation to control you, leaving you too tired to engage in theocratic activities. Then our entertainment becomes not advantageous, but detrimental. Parents have an obligation to care for their family's material, spiritual, and emotional needs. And this includes making provision for balanced, wholesome recreation and entertainment. So parents, monitor your children's entertainment. Too much time spent passively watching television, sports, or movies promotes laziness. In contrast, actively associating with brothers and sisters, fellow believers, is stimulating and refreshing. So we can think of this comparison. Many of us love to eat dessert, but we realize that a steady diet of cake and candies is not advantageous. In fact, it would harm our health, wouldn't it? Therefore, we mainly eat nutritious foods and dessert only occasionally. Well, similarly, a steady diet of recreation and entertainment will weaken our spiritual health. To prevent that, we regularly engage in kingdom activities such as attending meetings, sharing in the field ministry, and engaging in personal and family Bible study. The lesson? Whatever entertainment we may choose, we want to keep it in its proper place. Jehovah's people are to be commended for rejecting fleshly desires. We work hard to protect our hearts from the corrupting influence of immoral entertainment. We do so by considering the things spoken of at Philippians 4, verse 8. We're encouraged to continue considering things that are righteous, things that are chaste. So, does your choice of entertainment fill your mind with whatever things are chaste, as spoken of at Philippians 4, verse 8? For instance, after you watch a movie, what mental images are left dominating your mind? If they are pleasant, pure, and refreshing, well, then you know that your entertainment was wholesome. But if the movie you watch makes you think about things that are unchaste, then your entertainment was unsound, even harmful. How so? Because thinking about things that are morally unclean disturbs our inner peace. It scars our Bible-trained conscience and can ruin our relationship with God. Since such entertainment has a harmful effect on you personally, be determined to avoid it. Don't give up in doing what is fine. May we grow ever stronger in our resolve to choose wholesome entertainment. Indeed, by sowing with a view to the Spirit, we will reap everlasting life.